Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Can't fight corruption with gun tricks. They use the law to commit crime, and I dread to think what the future will bring when we're living in gangster time.
Hey guys, Patrick here. This is the Rocking the Suburbs podcast. Happy Wednesday to you all. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate everybody who does so and listens every day. Thank you very much. On behalf of my co-host, co-founder, and really good friend, Jim Linehan, I want to say welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs and thank you for listening. If you listened to the first 2 days this week, you know that we were cleaning up some old correspondence, getting things out of the correspondence drawer, things like that. But I looked in there this morning and it was empty. There was nothing left. We've tidied it all up, all the bits and bobs and odds and sods. Have all been compiled, pushed out to you. Everything that we needed to address has been addressed. So we welcome you to send in new questions, comments, topics, responses to us, and we'll get working on those, of course. And we've got a bunch of stuff coming up for you that we want to get ready before the big Chicago Suburbs Fest starts in the month of August. It's going to be kicking off on August 4th. It'll be going August 5th and then through August 6th, Saturday night in the Chicago area. Arlington Heights, Illinois, and Chicago, Illinois. It's going to be fun. So today I thought we'd drop in and give you a quick bite-sized history lesson in the form of our series, What Was First? And today I want to address a topic suggested to us by listener Bud Verge. Thank you, Bud. Not sure if others have suggested this. I haven't seen anybody that has suggested this label. So today we want to talk about what was the first release on the classic Two-Tone record label. That's right, Two-Tone Records. Two-Tone was founded around the band The Specials in the year 1979. And there was a lot of really good information out there about Two-Tone Records, so I had a wealth of info to choose from. The main driving force behind the Two-Tone label was Jerry Dammers. Okay, Jerry Dammers, interesting character. He was born in India. He was the son of Horace Dammers, who was a high-ranking official in the British Church, I believe, and he attended school in Coventry. Apparently, in the 60s, he was a mod. Then he dabbled in being a hippie and being a skinhead. And then he was in a soul band for a little while, and he was at art school at Coventry's Lancaster Polytechnic, where he met a fellow called Horace Panter. And he went on to become the bass player for The Specials. I'm going to quote for you now from the Spin article, Oral History of Two-Tone, which was written in 2009. In 1977, Dammers formed the Coventry Automatics with future Selector guitarist and songwriter Neil Davies, bassist Horace Panter, and drummer Silverton Hutchinson. Original singer Tim Strickland sang in a controversial Lou Reed style, which clashed with their high-energy sound. Guitarist Roddy Byers, a.k.a. Roddy Radiation, and Linval Golding joined next, making the Automatics a multiracial force. Strickland and Hutchinson soon departed, later replaced by Davies' cohort John Bradbury, and with the addition of 17-year-old singer Terry Hall, the classic lineup was nearly complete. Roadie Neville Staple joined as second lead vocalist after being overheard talking over a rhythm and beat before a show. Their name was shortened to Specials, as they sometimes performed as The Special, a.k.a. the Coventry Automatics. So there you go. That was the scene. They had a band. They started playing around. And one of the interesting things that happened was that Joe Strummer from The Clash came to see The Specials play. And he really liked what he heard. He invited them to open up on a tour. And for a while, Bernie Rhodes, who managed The Clash, actually briefly managed The Specials. They went on tour with The Clash, and by the end of the tour, they sort of had their look down. It was very, very distinctive. Short hair, sunglasses, skinny ties, sharp suits, hats, checkerboard socks, the whole classic Two-Tone look. And there's also an interesting article on a site called The Point, however. They had an article called The Dawning of a New Era, A Brief History of Two-Tone and The Specials. Jerry Dammers, I'm going to quote here from this article, talking about Jerry Dammers, quote, his desire was not to create just a band, but a record label and a whole new movement with a look of its own. That look would merge Jamaican rude boy style with British mod sensibilities, drawing inspiration from an early photograph of Jamaican guitarist and member of the Wailers, Peter Tosh. Dammers and graphic designer John Sims created the iconic visual image that became synonymous with two-tone, Walt Jabsco. The name was taken from an old American bowling shirt owned by Dammers. So they created a black and white cartoon rude boy. There was a checkered pattern that went behind him. And he's, you know, has that same look as what the band was wearing. And that checkered look and the black and white stark labels really announced that this was more than just another post-punk movement. This is a movement with a philosophy and a direction, and it certainly stood out immediately. Yes, 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 that's all great, Patrick. Just great, fine, whatever, whatever. But tell me, please, what was the first record released on two-tone? Well, I'll tell you, folks. The Special, a.k.a. versus The Selector. So The Specials are doing Gangsters, and The Selector are doing the song called The Selector. Classic, classic single. 1979, May 4th, released in the United Kingdom. Classic, classic sounds from The Specials right there. Terry Hall, lead vocals. Jerry Dammers, keyboards. Main songwriter. Neville Staple, toasting, backing vocals, percussion. Linval Golding, rhythm guitar and vocals. Roddy Radiation Byers, lead guitar. Sir Horace Gentleman Panter, bass guitar. And John Bradbury on drums. Very interesting. This one was pressed in an edition of 5,000 copies, and it was distributed by or pressed by Rough Trade. According to Discogs, they came with a plain white sleeve stamped by the band themselves with the words The Special, a.k.a. Gangsters versus The Selector. The stamped sleeve was limited to 5,000 copies. Subsequent issues came in a standard two-tone sleeve. It's also a record with the solid center. It's got the very little hole that you could also play like an LP. And on the front side, it's got a big, giant two-tone TT1, Gangsters, The Special, a.k.a., and two-tone, very similar on the B-side, The Selector. Very, very cool, TT2. And this record was played by John Peel on his show, and apparently he liked it so much that he flipped it over and played the other side. And eventually, combined with the exposure The Specials had gotten from touring with The Clash and shows they played, and the following they developed in Coventry, Birmingham, and around those areas, and then eventually spread across the country. They eventually sold 250,000 copies of this record, reportedly. And that led to the major label swooping in and bidding for The Specials and wanting to give them a contract. And Jerry Dammers, of course, sticking to his original vision, ended up Jerry Dammers not so much signing a contract, but negotiating a deal with Chrysalis Records to create a label. And from then on, Chrysalis distributed, pressed, produced, paid for a lot of the two-tone records. And Going down in history, of course, we know that Two Tone is a massively important label, the Specials. And then, of course, all the bands that came later on Two Tone Records that made it the legendary label that it is. Bad Manners, you had, let's see, Madness, you had the English Beat, you had the Specials, of course, the Selector. Body Snatchers was another band. And really left its mark and is still influential to today. I mean, think about how many ska bands are still going today and how much they owe Two Tone Records. Essentially, are they doing a whole lot different than what Two Tone was doing? No, it was an ingenious combination of music that was happening in England at the time. Of course, the Jamaican influence was massive. The way they combined that with punk rock and stuff they liked, and made it danceable and took a different stance, and also played a really big part in Rock Against Racism, which was starting up right around the same time in England. There was a terrible problem with the National Front. Eric Clapton made some comments that inflamed the whole mess, and right there at the center of it was Two Tone Records fighting for equality. Pretty amazing stuff. So let's talk a little bit about the B-side. Let's talk about the Selector. There's Neil Davies and John Bradbury. And Bradbury, as we said later, became a member of the Specials. With the trombone player Barry Jones, recorded some tracks. Started recording around 1977, 78. Their debut single was here, The Selector, as we said. Their track was written by Davies and Bradbury. And the band wasn't really even formed at the time that they recorded this single. Davies and Bradbury wrote the song. Davies added Desmond Brown, who played the organ, Charlie Anderson on bass, Compton Amore on guitar, Arthur Gaps Hendrickson was on vocals, and Charlie H. Bembridge was on drums. And they completed the lineup in when they found vocalist Pauline Black. And she joined, along with the other members, in July of 1979. So the band was formed a little bit after this record actually came out, which is pretty amazing. And the Selector went on to have a slightly shorter career. I believe they released two or three albums before the original group broke up. So we'll play out with the Selector on today's program. There it is, folks, the story of Two Tone Records. I'm glad I made it through this without saying Twin Tone Records. I hope I didn't. And I hope you enjoyed this little bite-sized history lesson on Two Tone. If you don't know the story, go out and read about it. There's a lot of very interesting stuff about the band's history, a lot of stuff that's out there. There's some really good compilations still in print. A lot of this music is on the streamings, most of it. So everything you kind of want to get into is out there for you to check out. If you have an idea yourself for an episode of What Was First, please get in touch. You can send an email to rock@suburbspod.com. You can find us on the social medias at suburbspod, and you can always stick your head out the window and yell. And believe me, I've tried this, and somebody will eventually come and see what it is you want, or see what it is you're doing. And that someone might be the police. But don't worry about that. They'll get you in touch with us. All right, folks. So we're going to play out now with The Selector, doing The Selector. On behalf of my co-host, co-founder, and great friend Jim Linehan, my name is Patrick Foster, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Chrysalis Records. Chrysalis? 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 Chrysalis?